We're joined now by John Wirt. For 22 years, I believe, he was the chief entertainment writer for The Advocate. He now still writes some for The Advocate and other publications. And he is gearing up for a big weekend in entertainment in this area. It is one of those magical weekends. And let's start here in Baton Rouge, the Blues Fest, John Wirt.
Yes, yes, it's this weekend. And, you know, as if you didn't notice, it is high tide for spring festival season in South Louisiana. And the Baton Rouge Blues Festival is celebrating its 25th festival. And they have Mavis Staples as a headliner, who had to cancel last year because, unfortunately, her sister passed away. But she's back this year. And they also have a fellow named William Bell, who's the same age as Mavis. They're both 80, or they'll both be 80 this year. And William Bell is a very important guy from Memphis who had a lot to do with the Stax Records songs. He's a songwriter and an artist. Very important guy who may be less well-known now than Mavis.
Well, Mavis Staples is back. She could not attend last year because this death of her sister occurred right before the actual Blues Fest. But she is a headliner, and I'm sure you remember the Staples Singers pretty well.
Oh, yes.
Your favorite Staples Singers song?
Well, they had some great ones, and it's hard to pick one. I'll Take You There. I mean,
I'll Take You There.
They're great.
Yeah, I liked it. But Matt Doyle, I think he has chosen another one as his favorite, and Matt is all of 26 years old. He knows about the Staples Singers. This is his favorite. Which one is it, Matt? Mavis will sing it start to finish.
Good question. You know, Pops Staples, her father, was the opening voice on that
recording. He sounded pretty good, too, didn't
he? Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's Sunday, April 14th. Mavis Staples headlines the second day of the 25th Annual Baton Rouge Blues Festival, performing 6:30 on the Crown Royal Louisiana No. 1 stage. And she'll be back in town on May 2nd to be at the 50th New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. She'll be there, but a man much younger will not. Mick Jagger, he's a no-show.
No, indeed, no Mick Jagger. And I understand he did a photo of himself, and he's doing well under the circumstances. He had that operation, heart valve operation in New York, and we're going to see a lot of that, I think, because a whole generation will get older and they'll stop performing and sad to say, they'll pass away. Mm-hmm. So Fleetwood Mac's cancellation, Rolling Stones cancellation, Jerry Lee Lewis canceled because of this year from the Jazz Fest because of illness, and Bob Seger also canceled. You had a number of really high-profile cancellations this year from these older artists.
And playing in that environment it's a grueling. It's usually hot, and the crowd makes it even hotter, but some people feed off that enthusiasm. I recall Elton John playing before over 100,000 people in 2015, I think it was, and he had that fur coat on, and he went for about 2 hours. And he's Trumpian in his physique.
Yes. Well, he's a trooper. And he's on supposedly his final farewell tour now, which will go on for years, I think. But another example of an older artist, a lot of them are troopers. Like Mavis Staples is a great example of a trooper. She's totally involved in her art, making her records, performing, and it's going to be a great year for her.
We'll spend a few more minutes with John Wirt, and then we'll hear from author Lisa Wingate coming to the East Baton Rouge Library. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Heading down the stretch this week with John Wirt, entertainment writer, 22 years at The Advocate, and now he writes for many publications, both in Louisiana and elsewhere, and we're talking about the music explosion in this community in Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Lafayette. It's a big month of April, as it always is, and a listener notes when we were talking about the Rolling Stones canceling in New Orleans for the Jazz Fest because of the health of 75-year-old Mick Jagger, that back in 1975, this listener says she saw one Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones open the Tour of the Americas. June 1st, 1975, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, LSU Assembly Center. So, John, that was 44 years ago when Mick was a young lad of 31. I'm looking at this. The tour opened in Baton Rouge. Actually had 6 shows at Madison Square Garden and closed in Orchard Park, New York, the home of the Buffalo Bills' Rich Stadium. But it was at the time the top-grossing tour in the history of music, and the first two shows were at the Assembly Center. You don't see those kinds of shows at the Assembly Center any longer.
Most of that kind of business is at the Smoothie King Center in New Orleans. They have so many shows down there, so many of these big arena shows. And they're not, a few of them here, you know, James Taylor and Bonnie Raitt were here recently in January, but we don't get them, we don't get the shows like New Orleans gets at the Smoothie King Center.
Well, in Baton Rouge now, we have some shows of people of significance at the River Center, but rarely, and sometimes at the Manship Theater, but rarely at the Assembly Center anymore. But when I was a student, that was the place to come.
That's when it was a new facility, and I've always heard that people, touring acts, like to get into these new facilities and enjoy that sort of thing. So that's a big part of the appeal for them.
French Quarter Fest is this weekend in New Orleans as well, and even though it's not the Jazz Fest, it is a huge attraction.
Last year it attracted 500,000 people, yeah. And it started yesterday, it runs through Sunday, and I think it's probably exclusively local talent. It's just hundreds of local talent. A great time to catch the talent that's down there.
And, of course, the Jazz Fest, you mentioned all the cancellations. My guess is that there still will be hundreds of thousands of people converging in Gentilly at the fairgrounds.
And there still would be a huge number of, let's say, baby boomer age acts, more than a dozen. I mean, the Doobie Brothers, Van Morrison, Santana, Diana Ross from the Supremes, John Fogerty, Boss Skaggs, Al Green, Tom Jones, and the Los Lobos, John Prine, Jimmy Buffett. Still be plenty of them there.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the Stones won't be, or Fleetwood Mac.
Well, 50th year, too. But John Wirt, thank you. Always a pleasure.
Let's thank you.